Daphne Tackover.
Hi. I'm an attorney in Israel and New York, and I also have a technology background. I used to manage the Israeli Telecommunication Computer Center of the Headquarters Operations Center, so wireless technology is my background. I was an avid and early adopter of this technology, but it's all changed in 2009 when I became very sick from this technology in one segment. As a result of what happened to me, I couldn't tolerate the thought that children in school would be exposed to this Wi-Fi and may experience the same thing, and I decided to submit a lawsuit to the Supreme Court in Israel to ban the use of Wi-Fi in school. What we discovered while in court, we actually discovered that there is an epidemic of sickness amongst children in schools as a result of the deployment of Wi-Fi. We brought evidence of over 200 sick children. And that was only in the 6 schools that we checked. It's children with nausea, headaches, cognitive problems, children who before that were diagnosed as gifted children. Suddenly the teachers would call the parents and say, your child cannot follow up what's going on in the class. Children, they added in one school, second router in 3 classes. 5 children fainted in 2 weeks. 77 children had symptoms in 3 classes. So there is an epidemic already happening out there, and I want to clarify that we were able to correlate the symptoms to the exposure to the wireless. So it's not maybe the wireless is the cause, it is the cause. We actually have been very effective with the efforts in Israel. As a result of our effort, the Ministry of Education recommended to the school to prefer a wired network. We got the health minister, when we submitted the lawsuit, he wrote to the Minister of Education and demanded that Wi-Fi would not be used in schools. Recently, we had the 2 people in Israel who are responsible for the policy on this issue. The person who is head of the radiation department in the EPA, who regulates this topic, the equivalent of the FCC here, constantly demanding that Wi-Fi will not be used in school. He admitted that the wireless, the alleged safety standard that currently exists, and the same standard that exists in the U.S. are irrelevant and do not protect the public health. The person in the Ministry of Ministry of Health, who is also responsible for the radiation policy, she also admitted, especially now following the U.S. NDB study, that wireless does cause cancer. She admitted that the existing safety standards do not protect the public and are irrelevant. So we had the first city in the world, I guess, Haifa, which is the most high-tech city in Israel, where you have headquarters of Google, etc., like a lot of company, high-tech company that develop wireless technology. This city announced 3 months ago that they're removing the Wi-Fi from schools. We do hope that other schools will follow, but I think that there is a lot of lack of awareness and lack of truth out there. I think there is a huge problem which is not being addressed. I know that the harms of wireless technology are not potential. They're existing and they're already in epidemics, in epidemic scale. We should not continue and expose our children to this radiation. We have to protect them because they're already harmed by it. So I urge you to do the right thing morally and legally. Do not use Wi-Fi in schools. Recommend the schools to use wired networks. I was managing wired networks in the headquarters of the army for the prime minister, for the defense minister. There's no problem. It's easy, it's accessible, it's better, and it's the same price. You know, these children are trusting you guys to protect their health. You have to protect their health.